Day two of the preliminary hearing saw some damaging testimony. Much of it came from a woman hired by former Speaker Scott Jensen. Carrie Richard says Jensen plucked her from Tommy Thompson's Milwaukee office because of her fundraising background. Richard says her duties were mostly contained to fundraising, especially when she became treasurer for Taxpayers for Jensen, which she says she ran out of his Capitol office. During questioning about campaign contribution checks Jensen would bring into the office, Richard broke into tears.
How would you get those checks?
Usually they came via mail to Scott Jensen's house, and he would bring them into the office.
On cross-examination, Richard testified she knew the activities were illegal, and she, along with the Jensen office staff, took pains to hide it.
Like, you know, making sure that there was never any campaign material left out or on state computers. If I was photocopying checks, I would tell my office colleagues and they would alert me if someone walked into the office.
In summation, defense attorneys made impassioned arguments against the charges. Jensen's lawyer, Steve Meyer.
Allegations that campaign activity took place in the Capitol. Is that news? Of course it takes place. Politics is part and parcel of the legislative process.
Steve Foti's lawyer, Franklin Gimbel, told the judge the activities do not rise to the level of felony misconduct in office.
The target has been missed by a million miles, Judge. This is not felony misbehavior by Mr. Foti. Felony misbehavior hasn't been shown here. And only Mr. Blanchard, by his own devices, has attempted to escalate the consequences of this behavior.
And former aide Sherry Schultz's attorney, Steve Morgan, defended her alleged fundraising on state time.
When you're an employee, and I look around me, and what do I see from the activities of my both superiors and my line-level people that are in the same positions as me? They're all doing the same thing.
In the end, Judge Daniel Mosher conceded the state appeals court should take up the legal questions brought by the defense, but in his court bound the trio over for trial on all counts.
This was a systematic use of state employees and money and resources to raise funds for the Republican Party and Republican candidates.
Judge Mosher urged the appeals court to hurry up on its consideration of this case. Defense attorneys say they are encouraged by that. They say they believe the appeals court will see it their way. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.